The National Park Service just released a report on how sea level rise could impact its sites. The publication was delayed by more than a year. And as we reported in April, there were concerns over possible censorship in earlier drafts. Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Maria Caffrey is a research associate at the University of Colorado. She worked for years with the National Park Service, researching and writing the report, only to wait for months for its actual release.
I had been told that it was going to be released in May 2017, then it was going to be released in September 2017, then it was going to be released in January 2018.
There's evidence that during that time, Caffrey's colleagues with the National Park Service tried to remove mentions that climate change is caused by people. Now, the report is finally out, and those references are back in it.
It's exciting. It appears to all be intact as it was written, so that's great news.
But the story isn't over. There are still questions as to why the delay and possible censorship happened in the first place. Elizabeth Shogren is a journalist with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. She's the one who filed public records requests and got a hold of drafts with those previous edits.
As soon as it became clear that somebody was taking words out of a scientific document that were crucial, it seemed like the likely reason was for political reasons and not for scientific reasons.
And scientists like Rick Spinrad agreed. It seemed a lot like censorship.
This is not an isolated incident.
Spinrad was the chief scientist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration under Obama. Now he's a professor of oceanography at Oregon State University.
There's been an ongoing assault on the scientific validation for climate change.
The Department of the Interior's Office of the Inspector General is now working on a preliminary review of the case after Democratic lawmakers called for an investigation. Shogren says who knows how many other scientific reports have been delayed, blocked, or altered. She originally filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the federal government to get a hold of the draft reports. No luck.
I still have not gotten one page back from the federal government in response to Freedom of Information Act requests that I put in early February. Not one page.
Instead, she got the drafts by filing a local request. She could do that because Caffrey works for a public university, the University of Colorado.
If I hadn't been able to get the responses from the University of Colorado, I don't think this story would have come out yet. And I think the report would still be blocked.
Jeremy Barnum is a spokesperson for the National Park Service. He says the agency held up the report for much more mundane reasons than climate change censorship, like a string of bad hurricanes and data visualization issues and other things.
The report has undergone several rounds of internal and external scientific peer review to ensure that it is most helpful and relevant to the intended audience of park managers and planners.
But Maria Caffrey, the main author on the report, isn't convinced. She's filing a complaint with the Interior Department's Office of Scientific Integrity, and she says she's been talking to other scientists who say they've gone through similar experiences.
The exact same words were attempted to be removed, and so I've been sharing that information with the Inspector General, and we'll see where that goes from there.
The PhD scientist is back to working with the National Park Service, but no longer on sea level rise, and with significantly less pay.
Oh, completely. My career has totally been reset back to that first step.
Technically, her title is geoscientist in the park. In practice, she's now at the level of an intern. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.